The PRRD wants you to know where to throw some additional waste and larger items that need disposal after evacuation and or emergency alert. Safety alert. Material that was previously on fire cannot be accepted at PRRD landfills or transfer stations until it has been extinguished for at least 30 days, or is accompanied with a letter from a recognized municipal, local or volunteer fire department, confirming that the material has been fully extinguished and is ready for disposal. This is to reduce the risk of fires in bins, landfills and transfer stations. Locations and hours of operation. The landfills and transfer stations are open on varying schedules. Dealing with large amounts of garbage, each property can request a cleanup coupon, which can be used up to 4 times each year to drop off larger amounts of garbage for free at the PRRD transfer stations or landfills. The coupon has details on how they can be used. You must haul your own waste, no commercial service providers, to use the cleanup coupons. Cleanup coupons will be available for pickup at the PRRD office in Fort St. John at 9505 100th Street, Fort St. John, starting Thursday, May 25. Call 250-784-3200 to have a cleanup coupon mailed to you. Reminder of the spring cleanup going from June 5 to 18. You can also use the free drop-off of garbage as part of the annual spring cleanup. You must haul your own waste, no commercial service providers, household waste. Take to Tier 1 or 2 transfer stations. Regular household waste, including spoiled food in Tide, plastic bags, can be dropped off at any of the transfer stations. Large household items and small amounts demolition waste. Tier 1 transfer stations only large items like freezers and refrigerators or demolition waste that would fit in the back of a truck or small trailer can be taken to Tier 1 transfer stations. The doors must be securely shut with double straps, e.g. ratchet straps, for safety. Large amounts of demolition waste, landfill only if there is extensive damage to structures that results in large amounts of demolition waste, this must be taken directly to the landfill. Editor at dcdn.ca.